Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. Well, today's podcast you're going to get to hear from someone famous in the world of entrepreneurship, Dr. Scott Shane. And Dr. Shane has written many textbooks on the topic of entrepreneurship. Today, he's going to be talking a little bit about his book, Illusions of Entrepreneurship, which I recommend that everyone reads. We had Dr. Scott on the show twice in the 4 years that we've done this show, and in both instances, truly amazing, gave a lot of great information. In this particular segment of Great Quotes in Franchising, he's going to answer the question, what does it really take to make a business successful? He's going to talk about the importance of a good business opportunity, the importance of an industry. He's going to talk about easy-to-fix mistakes and how entrepreneurs can fix some of those mistakes, and also the importance, as Don and I always emphasize on the show, due diligence on the industry or due diligence on any type of business opportunity before you get into it. So why don't we do this? We'll play the clip of Dr. Scott, and we'll see everyone again with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Well, so one question is, what does it take to make a new business successful? And one of the things that the book points out is that a lot of the things that we believe, that it's a lot about us as people, are inaccurate. That things like the kind of business opportunity you have and the industry that you're in account for a lot of performance. And I think what happens to a lot of people is we have this belief as human beings that we want to over-ascribe our performance to things that are about ourselves and not about things we can't really control. We can't change our industry very well. We can't change our business opportunities very well. So we like to think that it's us that matters. And it turns out that, sure, individuals matter, but the business opportunity matters to a great extent. And being able to pick that, and what the book tries to do is help people see, well, what is it about a good opportunity? What is it about an industry that makes it good for startups? The other thing is that people make a lot of mistakes that could easily be corrected. They go after the wrong kind of financing. They don't do a business plan well. They don't form a good team. They don't set up the right legal structure. And one of the things that the book tries to point out are kind of the easy-to-fix mistakes, the things that are under your control so that you can fix the odds. I mean, you can't decide whether, you know, your particular product is suddenly going to become the hottest thing ever, but you can avoid making a, you know, mistake about getting, you know, your cash flow wrong because you don't have a financial structure in place to manage cash flow. And then I think that the other thing is that I think is very useful is for people to get a realistic understanding of where money comes from for financing businesses, because I think people labor under a lot of illusions about where that capital comes from. And one of the goals of the book is to say, hey, look, this is how people really get money, and this is what they're going to have to do. And you're probably not going to get venture capital. You're probably not going to get business angel money from a lot of businesses. What you're probably going to do is either invest your own money or you're going to personally guarantee loans from a bank.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's my business, as you might have heard Dr. Shane. We our company's talking to many people every day across the country, and there is a lot of misconception. Sometimes people think, they can, get financing, for example, as long as they just have good credit, but there's a lot of other things that lenders look for, with getting financing. So we're always in that, consulting and you're giving advice mode to people. And helping people with the whole financing part. So what you were just addressing is, really people have to do more due diligence, and for people to do their research on an industry and so forth. I guess you recommend that people should align themselves with consultants and specialists to help them in this process of considering starting up a business, or if they decide, to make sure they go about it the right way.
Well, they need to get information somehow. Now, you can get information by getting help from consultants. You could get information by kind of doing research. You could get information by talking to people in an industry. I think one of the misconceptions that people labor under is that entrepreneurship is easy. You can just, if you get an idea, whatever idea you get, you should just go run with it. You should go do it. There's this emphasis on being active and going and doing as opposed to thinking about whether an idea is any good. And one of the things that I think is really important that people always keep in their mind is that once you pick an idea to pursue, you've basically cut yourself off from pursuing a better idea that comes along later because you've committed to one idea. And so what you probably want to do is go evaluate an idea and say, is this one really worth doing? Because if I look at it and I say, oh, it's not worthwhile, I still have the option to do a better idea when it comes along. But if I go pursue something that isn't very good, you know, I'm probably going to end up locked into kind of either trying to make a go of it and possibly failing.